This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hey there, Dave.
And we're talking with Michelle Wilcox, the chief operating officer at Crossroads Rhode Island, a private nonprofit focused on homelessness and housing. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So, Michelle, earlier this week, Providence Business News had its annual Businesswomen Awards luncheon, and you're the career achievement winner, sort of our highest honor. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But before the luncheon itself, we had a panel discussion that talked about women and in their careers. You know, what have you seen in your career in terms of how women are advancing, how they're being used and respected, and what kind of ideas do you have on that?
Well, it's interesting. First of all, I'm very grateful to have received this honor. It really was a tremendous honor. When you look at the list of women who were recognized, it really is a who's who of pretty amazing women in our community and in the work world. For myself, you know, I think the thing that I go back to, having spent 23 years, almost 23 years with one organization, is that from my earliest days, there was always someone, another woman, and in my case, I've been fortunate to work for three different CEOs of Crossroads, and each of them in her own way created opportunities for me, really by asking me what it was that I wanted to do. And I think that really is the sort of the starting point for women, and I think we're getting better at that. We're seeing more of that women in business, you know, nonprofit, private business, for-profit, doesn't matter, that if they have someone or many someones who really take the time to ask the question about what is it that they want to achieve in their career and what do they need to get there. And that really was, for me, the thing that enabled me to get on this path.
And that sounds a lot like mentorship. And that seems to be, those connections really seem to matter a lot.
Yes.
For women in business.
Yes, I agree. And I think it's both the formal but also the informal. You know, mentorship can take a lot of different forms, but, you know, in my own case, I didn't have necessarily formal mentorship, but had, again, people asking, what do you want to do? What are you interested in? What do you need to be able to do that and be successful at it? And in cases, not be successful, right? That you have to make mistakes. Some of our greatest learning experiences are the spectacular errors that we make. I think that as a community, we've definitely, that over the last 23 years, I think, see that having changed. It's much more likely to happen. And people recognize, I think, that there is a difference between how men and women have career advancement, and that because as women in the workforce, we often have other roles, children, parents, you know, whatever it may be, that success can be defined in a number of different ways, and it really is very individual.
In an organization, Crossroads Rhode Island, which some might see as a nurturing organization, it has a very strong female presence. What would you say to businesses and other organizations outside of that type of activity in terms of the advancement of women?
There shouldn't be any difference seen by gender, that, you know, women and men, I believe, should have the same opportunities in regardless of the business. But I think, you know, we know for a fact that women don't always promote themselves in the same way that men do in business. And so I do go back to, I think it's having someone in an organization that takes the time to ask the questions and not just ask them, but then create the path to achieve, you know, what the answer is. Women need to know that it is perfectly acceptable and, in fact, encouraged that they want their boss's job. And I think we don't often think of it that way. But my expectation for my team is that every one of them, if they want my job, they should be able to get it. They should have it.
Did you ever feel you were held to a higher standard of performance?
I felt, I think I hold myself to a high standard, but I think the expectations have always been to achieve, you know, what your greatest potential is, whatever that may be. And it's, again, success is very individually defined. For some, you know, for some people, it's about position, you know, salary, power. For others, it's about being fulfilled and being able to have a balance in life between, you know, personal and work.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and we're speaking with Michelle Wilcox, the Chief Operating Officer at Crossroads Rhode Island.
Michelle, you talked earlier about failure a little bit, you know, and I'm sort of intrigued. There's a lot of talk in business circles now about the need to fail, about the, you know, to try new things, to try to, you know, and innovation requires to a certain amount, you know, risk and failure. Do you see that even in the nonprofit world? Do you see that concept, that idea being recognized more now than it was before?
I think so. You know, the fact is we learn as much from our failures as we do our successes, and sometimes more, because, you know, what you do wrong informs the future. And I think that that's something that, you know, as leaders, as you know, growing up and maturing in your role, you think I have to do it right. But I think it's just as important to be in an organization and be led by folks who acknowledge that it's okay to make mistakes as well. And I'd say that I definitely have made spectacular mistakes in my career. And the fact that, you know, it wasn't held against me necessarily, but used as a tool for learning and growing is pretty special.
Are your clients, I mean, in a lot of cases, the clients are families, and in many cases, they're going to be women-led families. Is that one of the reasons, do you think, that the Crossroads does have as many women in leadership roles as possible, because the onus to a certain degree of homelessness falls on women, seemingly? Is it more often, or is that just a perception?
So our last year of the clients that we served, just about half were families and half single individuals, and it's close to half and half women and men that we serve, although our families definitely are more often female-headed households. But we have a pretty wide mix. Women and families are the growing populations of people experiencing homelessness. So for many years, your sort of stereotypical homeless person was a male, a single man. But really over the last 5 to 7 years, the number of women and families has been increasing. I think that the leadership of Crossroads, which, as you say, is predominantly women, that's due in part to social services is a field in which women are more prevalent. But I know for a fact, having, you know, spent my career there, that it's the best person for the job that we have. And so every, you know, each of us in our own way really are bringing our best work to Crossroads, and it's not about gender in that case.
And we'll have to end the discussion here. Our guest, Michelle Wilcox, Chief Operating Officer at Crossroads Rhode Island. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, as always, to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great, as always, to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.